Well, I may have used the word spiteful frying pan. I know I've heard my father call the frying pan a spider many, many times, but I probably will never use it, that expression. I probably will always say frying pan or griddle. A little frying pan or a big frying pan or a griddle or a Dutch oven. We fry a lot in Dutch oven.
That's a bigger thing than it. Do people raise cane around here?
There's very little now. Very little. Very few people raise any cane.
What do they used to raise?
Well, most of the people around here that raised cane raised it to chew. But a few of them would raise a little, have a little cane patch and would make a little syrup. Mm-hmm. But most of it's to chew. In fact, you used to go buy it in a grocery store. Uh-huh. I never see it in a grocery store anymore. Black people occasionally now with some. In fact, the mill, somebody planted a little old cane patch about as big as this room, and I chewed some last week, and it's really good. Some of it's not any good now. The kind they raised strictly commercial for making syrup, mm-hmm, is not very good to chew. The old-timey cane that's about this big around, that's real good to chew. It has a lot of sweet juice in it.
Remember when they make the syrup, what they'd use to boil it in?
Well, I've never seen it made but one time. They made this in a kettle, but now they also make it in evaporators, but I'm not familiar with them. I've just seen syrup making one time. I mean, one hog killing and one syrup making.
That was
up on this farm. It was so far back in the woods. Boy, when it went sundown, you went...
Say if you went out and cut some flowers and were going to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a
vase.
If you were setting the table next to each plate, you'd give everyone a
doily or a napkin. Is that what you wanted me to say?
Or did you used to call it a doily?
Older people do, and I do, and I get criticized for it every once in a while, but it's still a doily. Of course, I think that this is my interpretation of it. A doily may be a cloth napkin, you know, a regular napkin is paper. Older people used to call them doilies. Of course, that was before paper napkin. A doily is a doily. I'm familiar with a doily.
And what about to eat with? What would you give them?
Some people used to call them eating utensils.
Uh-huh.
And
what would that be?
Or silverware, knife and fork and a spoon.
They say nowadays if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
A steak knife.
You're talking about several loaves. You'd be talking about several steak
knives.
And say the dishes were all dirty, you'd say, I have to.
Well, now we have to put them in the dishwasher. But used to, we had to wash the dishes.
Uh-huh. What would you call the cloth or rag you'd use?
A dish rag.
And when you're drying?
Dishcloth.
Say, after she washes the dishes, then she wet them in clear water.
She rinses them.
What do you call the cloth or rag you use to bathe your face?
A washcloth. But it's really a nap. Now it's a bath cloth.
Uh-huh. And you dry yourself off with?
Bath towel.
And something that flour used to come in.
Flour sack.
A long time ago, some big wood thing that flour.
A barrel.
The metal bands, you're talking about a barrel. The metal bands that run around the barrel.
Stays.
That's the wooden part, I think. Do you know what the...
Oh.
The metal part?
No, I don't.
What about hoops or hoops?
Yeah, hoop. Yeah, and the fellow that builds them are, what, the hoop maker? Hoop's not right. I'll get it right in a minute. Hooper? Mm-hmm. Cooper?
Cooper, I think.
Yeah.
And something a little smaller than a barrel. Said it nails.
Keg, nail keg.
Okay. And you're going to turn on the water, you go to the sink and turn on...
Faucet.
Something outside that you could hook your hose up to.
A spigot.
What about something on a water barrel or a container similar to that you could turn it, or say on a beer keg?
I don't know, unless...
Do you think you'd call that a faucet or a spigot?
Yeah, I would call it a spigot or valve. Now, the reason I say that, because out of a drum, you know, if you have we put a valve on them, which is... It's the same. It's a spigot or a valve or a faucet, but we just call them valves. Mm-hmm. But now on a beer keg, I never have tried to drink a whole keg of it. You know, I didn't get a case of it or something like that, but not a keg.
Say if you were going to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth to it, to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through
a funnel.
If you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with
a whip.
Say if you bought something at the store nowadays that the grocer would put it in a
bag.
And something that feed used to come in, say if you got feed for horses or cows.
We call them croaker sacks. Some places they're gunny sacks.
Okay. Where did you get gunny sacks?
I don't know. Y'all may call them gunny sacks in Atlanta, but I've always heard them called croaker sacks around here. They put oysters in them too.
I just wonder what my father would say, gunny sack. He's from Alabama, but none of the people I talked to around here, you know, had heard that that term.
So but your people say that, huh?
My father does, from the section in Alabama mm-hmm. he's from.
But they do, and that, well, I don't know. But they use them to ship oysters in, too. That's how you buy oysters, you buy a sack, you know.
It comes in a sack like that?
Yes, oysters.
Say if you got had all the wood you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had a turn. Any other expression? Or did you use that expression, turn?
A turn of wood. What we always use, an armload of wood, but a turn of wood.
Is there anything else you'd say turn off about? Would you say a turn of corn?
I don't know. Again, I don't know too much about the corn, you know.
But I mean, nothing else comes to mind except wood when you talk about a turn. And if you carried the washout to hang on the line, you might carry down in a closet.
Basket.
If you opened the bottle and then wanted to close it back up, you might stick in
a cork.
What if it's made out of glass? Would you still call it?
I've never seen one made out of glass, I don't believe, except on a Worcestershire bottle years ago that used to be made out of glass, but it's called a stopper or a cork. Perfume bottles have glass, don't they, some of them?
I was just wondering if you call it a cork, you know, if it was made out of anything besides cork.
A lot of people say stopper.
And a musical instrument that play like this.
Harp or harmonica.
Okay.